Welcome to Embodied Alchemy with me, Rebecca Wilson, an embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am an embodied business coach, embodiment queen, sacred business midwife, and alchemist. I will help you birth your visions and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted space within. So you can be who you are here to be, create what you are here to create, and activate the wealth of energy that is you. I will activate you into self-leadership, self-mastery, to create your legacy on earth. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, love. It is so beautiful to be arriving in this space together. Welcome to the first episode of Embodied Alchemy. Musings, sharings, embodied experiences, and teachings. I arrived into the guidance for this first exploration together with the journey of becoming who you are. And what better place to start than with that transmission? I really felt called to arrive into this space, into this wisdom, and to speak into this teaching, this sharing and insight. Because what else is there really? We are all always on the path and the journey of becoming more of ourselves. And in turn, less of everything else that we have believed ourselves to be. The ways of being that we have adopted and conceived and carried. Identities, stories, narratives of a collective, of the culture, and of family system. In the process of unraveling and unwinding these carried threads, beliefs and energies within, pieces and parts that do not and have not really truly resonated with the truth of who we are, we simultaneously become more of ourselves. We become who we truly are by unbecoming everything we are truly not. Maybe, like myself, in some way along your journey, somehow, in the twists and turns along your path of life, it became all about releasing and the letting go of the parts, the pieces, the patterns, the beliefs and identities. And in that, I know from my own journey, maybe you resonate with this too, I forgot who I was truly here to be. But I often wonder, maybe that is part of the process. We can become so fixed in the ways of being and believing that we identify with, so rigid in our approach and stuck in the patterns of how we feel or how we're taught to be, how we are taught we must be in the world in order to gain our baseline needs of safety and security and love met. As we unravel all of this, from within our being, our bodies, mind, spirit, and soul, from deep within our heart and womb, we are simultaneously on a journey, taking steps in every moment of arriving into who we are truly, the essence of our being, and who we are here to be in the world. If you are just landing in this space with me, new to my world, I often share and speak of opposites and polarities and the two opposing of any given experience existing simultaneously. And if you've been here with me on the journey for some time, may this insight land with you in some new way, somehow, to awaken something else within. I often share and speak of love and grief, expansion and contraction, the light and shadow, simultaneously at the same time, together. Life brought me into a journey of arriving into the wisdom of this, the polarities of experience within this part of my journey of life became part of my process too. An understanding arrived. If I am unraveling everything I am not, I must be raveling and reweaving into my being everything I am. The unbecoming and the becoming. And yet so often, and I speak for myself deeply here, I can get so caught up in the release of what not is that I don't always take the time to settle and be fully in what is here. Who am I here to be? What are my values? What are my true beliefs? What do I stand for? Who am I in this world? Who am I here to be in relationship to life? And what does my soul wish to say and share? What is the truth underneath all of those patterns and stories and behaviors, the narratives that have been falsely conceived and woven within? What truth lives beneath them all? And of course, the journey is of unraveling the layers and the conditionings, the identities and the non-truths, to pull back all those layers of who we thought we should be, to find that which is true for our spirit and soul. My understanding and experience is that these journeys happen simultaneously. It is in the unbecoming that you become. Can we take a moment together here to really allow that to land? I welcome you to offer yourself a moment to really, truly land into yourself with a breath. And arrive into the part of you, the deepest part of you that knows, that truly knows who you are here to be in the world. Your essence, your gifts, your unique frequency. There is no one else in the world like you. You are here to be you. Only you. All of you fully expressed. That is the gift that you get to give the world. Somewhere deep inside, away from all the external noise, your spirit and your soul, the deep part of you, your true essence, knows why she is here, And she is whispering, speaking to you now. Feel her in these moments. Feel into who you are here to be. What is your journey of becoming? Sink and settle in this deep space within you. This part of you already knows. This truth lives here. Your power, your wisdom, your unique vibration, your soul's essence. In its fullness, in all of its luminous glory. This space within you holds your creative energy, your creative power, your true voice, your soul's voice. And this part of you knows what you are here to share in the world, in whatever way that arrives for you, in your creations, art, music, poetry, writing, speaking, singing, dancing, birthing businesses, children, creation, giving life to something that then exists out in the world. A message, a cause, something you stand for. And who does that require you to be? That calling. It asks and requires you to be you. All of you, fully expressed. You in the world being you. So often in life, we can get pushed and pulled, tugged and shoved, this way, that way, and the other. We can often lose our step. We lose track. We lose our way from that place within ourselves. And this is where the wondering arrives for me. Maybe this is the part of the journey too. An essential part as we lose our center and unbecome that which we are not, to arrive deeper into that which we are. And simultaneously, this deep part of you, your essence, has never forgotten. This part of you is your true light, your true power. This part of you is wise. And that part of you knows, and she is grounded and rooted in her being. She knows also, as we journey the forgetting, we walk the path on the journey of remembering. And we get to live that experience over and over again. So often, I guide and explore and journey with women to remember and reclaim their fullness, their wholeness, who they really are. So they can share and be with the world. Because the world absolutely longs and yearns and desires to hear you. This often shows up in relationship and business. But of course, everything in life is relationship, right? Even our relationship to our business. We have and hold a very deep and intimate relationship to our creativity and the creations we birth from that energy. When we are creating and sharing with the world through sacred business, art, music, poetry, writings, whatever you are here to create, The creation that is birthed is most potent and powerful when it is sourced from that deep place within. The part of you that knows who she is here to be. She carries a unique message, a code, a frequency, a luminous pulse of light. However you see and feel that part of you, just know it's alive within. And that part of you knows that she is here to share with the world. What form that takes, no one can truly know. It is, after all, formless and creation. It can take the form of anything you choose. But who you are being within that choosing, within your sharing, and within the essence of your creating is everything that's the energy woven into everything and anything you give birth to. Everything you offer to the world, your clients, to the people who buy products and services from you, your community and audience. There is a feeling that can be felt by those who are receiving you when you create from that place within. And deeper than that, when you are embodied in her and who she is here to be, who you are here to be, wholly and unapologetically. That can be felt too. It lives as a transmission. Maybe this is the first time you have pondered and thought and felt into this. Maybe you have never spent or taken the time to connect to this part of you before. Please know she exists. And in this moment, as an opportunity, an invitation for her to be activated, awakened, given space to rise up from that deep place within you. If that is your experience and your process in these moments, I welcome you to take a breath, breathe into that feeling you are experiencing, and welcome it as part of the journey of becoming, part of your remembering of who you truly are. And as you exhale, begin to sink and settle into this. Who do I desire to be in the world? Who am I here to be? Relax into that. Breathe into that. And allow it to land so deeply in every cell. Who is that woman? Who is she? She is you. Feel deeper. Ask her, how does she show up in the world? How does she show up in her relationships? In her business, in creation? How does she show up for herself? How does she communicate with herself and with others? What are her core values and beliefs? What are her desires, her wishes for herself, for others, for the world? What are her beliefs? What does she embody, and how does she embody it? How does she move and breathe? How does she express? What does she pour her essence and her energy into when she is centered, rooted, and activated in the energy within? What actions does she take in her life and business? How does she lead herself and others? Does she know deep inside when she embodies the truth of who she is? She offers that gift of allowing others to embody the truth and fullness of who they are. Take this moment to gather the feelings and sensations that are awakening in your being as you feel into this part of you. Where are you opening and softening? How are you experiencing this moment, arriving into who you truly are? However you are experiencing this moment, I invite you into gentle inquiry. To remember the unfolding in the becoming. And as your inner world shifts and moves, and you receive all of this energy awakening within you, drop beneath that deep into your center and ground. Root into your being, into yourself. As the threads unravel, the beliefs alter, and new realities are birthed, you rewrite, realign, and recode from within. Remembering, you know exactly who you are here to be. There is a part of you that knows, always, has, always will. Relax into that part. That part of you that knows. You are already everything you desire and dream to be. Feel how it would feel to fully embody her, that part of you. To give her space, to allow her to take up space and claim her space in the world. Wherever you are, wherever your body has found herself, wherever you are resting and arriving, whatever you are arriving into, be there, land there, and breathe. And begin to sink down into your body, breathing, moving, arriving into your physical body, settling into that part of you, that deep place within you that knows exactly who you are here to be, that knows you are on the journey of becoming. and feel into that, that deep place within you that knows. That part of you that is activated and coming online now. A part of your soul remembering. Breathe into her. Give her space. Let her move, sigh, sound. And as she arrives with you, as you become her more and more, begin to relax, open, and listen. Listen to the wisdom that is alive, that lives in this deep place within you, this part of you that knows, that carries such great wisdom, such great knowing. The part of you, your spirit, your soul, that knows who you are here to be, what you are here to share, to create, to offer the world, your unique message, your soul's blueprint, your inner voice, the voice of her, the woman you are here to be, the woman you are on the journey of becoming. And feel her filling you, expanding within you. Feel how she moves, stands, breathes. And allow her to move you, to breathe you, to dance you from this deep space within. How does she embody her truth, her wisdom? What is she telling you, showing you, guiding you into? Feel her power, how grounded and rooted she is in her body, how ready and willing she is to take up space, to be seen, to be visible, to be heard. Accessing her vibrancy, her potency, her energy. Feel it. Breathe it. Expanding from that deep place within you. Like a force field of energy, a radiant light shining from within. Welcome. More and more parts of her, more aspects of her, the textures, the flavors, the tones, the sensations that she carries, more and more parts of her, of you, arriving, awakening, coming online, to be embodied, to be integrated, to be lived through. And however she reveals herself in each moment, open, bigger, bolder, to receive more of her, to embody more of her, to give her space. Allow her to take up her space. And fully grounding her into your body. Feel her as a pulse of energy, rippling through your being. the woman you are becoming. For joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love, I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.